Welcome to
Kasalanan Maging Purita Podcast,
where breaking free from the chains of financial struggle becomes your new reality. This is your gateway to discovering how not to be purita and stay wealthy effortlessly in the information age. Hosted by Neil Reichel, this podcast redefines what it means to be wealthy in the Philippines. Moving beyond the realms of freelancers, agency owners, and entrepreneurs, we now embrace every Filipino who aspires for more without sacrificing more. We debunk the myth that being purita is an inevitable fate. Just as myths and folklore fade into the backdrop of our culture, so too does the notion that financial limitation is part of our identity. With Neil Reichel at the helm, a visionary who has transcended the barriers of race and heritage to deliver value beyond measure, we invite you on a journey of transformation. This podcast is a no-go zone for complacency. If you're ready to shift your mindset, position yourself in a space where your worth doesn't require justification, and unlock the secrets to wealth that don't demand your toil and time, then you're in the right place. Follow us into a future where purita is a word without weight
and prosperity is your birthright.
Subscribe and stay tuned for our weekly episodes that promise to change not just how you earn, but also
how you live.
Overthinking, underdoing, and procrastination. Yan ang magiging topic natin sa episode na to ng Kasalanan Maging Purita. This is Neil Reichel, and the first time mo marinig ang episode namin na ito, please make sure na mag-subscribe ka sa Spotify or dito sa YouTube, and make sure na magbigay ka ng malupit na 5-star rating mo sa Spotify. Ito, real-life experience. Wala tong theory-theory, hindi ito hinugot kung kaninong book. Halimbawa, hindi ito malang David Goggins o hindi ito mala Mel Robbins na parang sasabihin, theory-theory lang yan, dami mo namang sinasabi. Okay, overthinking, underdoing, and procrastination. Ako kasi, ang dali kasi para sa akin, sabihin sa mga estudyante, sabihin sa mga listeners, sa mga bashers natin dyan na, ay, tigilan mo yung overthinking mo. Sobra ka lang sa overthinking, underdoing ka naman. Yan, tuloy, nagpo-procrastinate ka. Tapos, it's all in the mind. Lahat yan, kailangan mo yan. Mindset lang yan, get over it. Pero sa episode nga ito, kukwento ko sa inyo kung anong nangyari sa akin sa overthinking. So there's this thing that happened, and leading up to it, lagi ako nag-o-overthink. Huwag na lang overthink. Siyempre, huwag naman ganun ka-guilty, okay? Lagi akong nagtitink, baka magalit, baka maggawa pa na, baka maayos pa to, baka may solusyon pa, baka may darating pa. And then, ang nangyari nga is, dahil hindi nga nag-align ng mga stars, kasi nga, kulang ako sa doing, puro nga ako underdoing, hindi nangyari yung mga gusto kong mangyari. And, sapul ako dito nung nabasa ko tong libro na ni Noah Kagan, so Million Dollar Weekend, at ang sabi niya is, nakahugutin ko ha. Kasi syempre, ang point na to, leading up to it, is that I wanted to make sales. And in order for me to make sales, the number one surefire thing is to make offers. However, yung offers na ito is pinaka sure surefire way that you can make offers is by directly making offers sa mga tao. And when you say directly, parang gusto natin elementary pa, talagang iaalok mo, ipipm mo, tatawagan mo, i-chat mo, iwa-whatsapp mo, kung ano man, di ba? Iaalok mo diretso. Eh, ang ginagawa ko, pa-cute, mabebe, post-post lang. Sige, kung talagang maganda to, dudumugin naman ako, yun din ang turo sa akin, talagang kumaganda yung offer mo. And then, eto, tinamaan ako ng sapul dito. Asking isn't so scary if it's leading you towards where you want to go. The ultimate sales hack, the one that lets you live your dreams, has nothing to do with finding the perfect way to ask. The act of asking is a power all its own. Yung kaikli-ikling sentence na yun, para sa akin, million-million, siguro dollars ang halaga nito. Kasi, I kept on thinking and thinking and thinking, how can I ask it? Ano yung way that I should be asking it? Ano yung pinaka-perfect pitch? How can I make my offer even more beautiful? Ever in the offer is in the offer itself. Parang, what's the point of beautifying itong offer through overthinking if what I can do is do more of the doing, mag-overdoing ako, and then imo-mold ko dun yung offer. It's not the how of asking, it's the asking. Yun siya. Siyempre, dahil late ko na nabasa yung librong yun, dumating na yung punto na kailangan nga ma-achieve yung dapat ma-achieve, hindi naman siya na-achieve. So, hindi na-hit yung deadline. So, ngayon, the next thing that I had to do was to tell the clients na, ay, hindi ko may hit yung deadline. Mag-uusog. And then, I had to wait up to the final day of the deadline before I started moving. And then, dun ko na-realize na, oh, kita mo, Neil, ano ka? Pinagsasabi mo? Kayabangan mo? Na, huwag kang overthink. Puro mindset lang yan. It's all in the mind lang yan. Diba? Ayan, tuloy, nagpo-procrastinate ka. And doon ko na-realize yung power of having someone else na makakausap mo. In my case, it's my wife. In my case, it's my friends. Shout out sa'yo, Mark Huy. Marami pang mga friends, mga kliyente who are now friends. Na hindi lang kami pala pera-pera. Friends pala talaga that they want to see you succeed. Kasi in order for them to succeed, one of that ways is seeing you succeed. Mga generous pala sila. Hindi pala sila yung parang, sama-sama mo, bakit ganyan? Oh, ang palpak ka pala, wala kang kwentang tao. Ang pinaka-worst palang enemy natin can be our ego. Eh, lagi ko sinasabi na your ego is your best friend. At this time, my ego became my worst enemy. Sabi nga ni Ryan Holiday, di ba? Ego is the enemy.
Hot commercial break muna. Kung ikaw ay nasa ganitong sitwasyon, meron kang 300,000 pesos and up and tumitingin ka ng lupa na bibilhin mo whether it's for yourself, relative mo, and ang isa sa mga gusto mong mangyari dito is wala kang sakit ng ulo at nag-appreciate yung value na to at maganda yung location nito, PM mo ako. I might have some pointers for you to point you to the right direction kung saan ang magandang location. Kasi eto rin mismo yung mga tips and pointers na sinunod naming mag-asawa at nahanap namin yung mga lupa na magaganda which alam namin are more than triple, quadruple times five nung value, nung presyo, nung pagkakabili namin nito. Message mo ako. The link is in the description of this episode. Bye!
Hindi mo pala fully control yung ego mo. Okay na lagi siya yung kaibigan mo. Yun yung ano ko, bitter realization, natutunan ko. Na biglang pwede ka pala niyang traidorin. Bigla ka na lang pala pwedeng talikuran sa sabihin, ah, wala ka, palpak ka. Na wala pa talagang ibang nagsasabi. Na wala pa talagang ibang nagpapatunay. Ikaw pa lang sa sarili mo. So anong solution nga dito? In order for you not to procrastinate. I think procrastination is a normal thing that happens to most people. Pero we are not most people, di ba? Bashers nga tayo. So when procrastination hits us, kasama ng mga overthinking at saka underdoing, ang, hindi ko sasabing ito yung pinaka, ito yung naging effective sa akin, is admission. Admitting that I've effed up, that I've failed, and then from the admission is the solution. And then isa pa doon, after the solution is, what other opportunities may come from this? So umpisa natin na admission, wala. Wala, hindi ko na talaga abutin. Ah, hindi ko talaga kaya. Oy, client, pasensya talaga. Ito yung problema. And then, ito yung solution. Ito yung pinopropose ko sa inyo. I hope you are okay. Pero right now, we're choiceless. And then the client may also give you na, ah, hindi, you're not choiceless. You still have a choice. Kasi ito pa yung mga opportunities that can come out from that. Yun siya. Admission, you've screwed up. Wala, nangyari na yun. So, procrastinating. In order for you to get out of it, yung procrastination mo, start off muna with admission. Umalpa ka, mali ka. Next is the doing, which is yun nga, solving. Yun yung solution. And as soon as you can propose a solution, find out if there are also other opportunities na pwedeng lumabas pa out of this instance. Now, kung ikaw ay ngayon ay nasa stage na nag-procrastinate ka, nag-overthink ka, halimbawa is itong kausap ko recently. Sabi niya, kunin mo na akong VA mo, virtual assistant mo, kahit 5,000 pesos a month lang. And madali lang man na, sige, eto, 5,000. Bahala ka na kung anong gusto mong gawin. Para lang, bida ko, status ko na wow, si Neil, ang bait-bait, nagbigay ng 5,000, wow, tinulungan. Ang daling ganun eh. Pero it's also like raising a child na kailangan mo rin medyo pigilan sarili mo, di ba? Na hindi ko yung nice guy. This time, ikaw yung right guy. Sinabi ko sa niya is, wait, teka, ba't ka bawal ang kliyente? Tapos sabi niya is, well, naghahanap naman ako, nagkoconnect ako, nagre-reach out ako. Sabi ko, okay, patingin niya. Eh, wala akong nakikitang post mo sa Facebook timeline mo. Nag-aalo ka. Eh, libo-libo Facebook friends mo. The fact lang na nag-post ka is already one step, di ba? And then second is offering it one at a time. Pero anong nangyayari is, well, ang nangyayari sa taong to is, parang walang nag-engage dun sa post niya, or tingin ko walang nag-engage sa post niya, so dinilit niya. Pagka-delete niya, syempre wala nang makakita ng post niya. Since wala nang makakita ng post niya, ano pa yung chances? Tapos hindi pa siya nagre-reach out na, uy, baka kailangan mo ng VA, meron akong kung ano man, offer. She could say na gano'n nga, uy, baka kailangan mo ng VA, free ako 10 hours in, let's say, 10 hours every 2 weeks, 5,000 pesos lang. Uy, baka pwede kang ganito. Ah, uy, baka kailangan ng client mo ng VA. Yung tipong tagahimay sa Facebook group. Pwede ako dyan. Sabihan mo lang ako, 5,000 lang ako every week. And kung mapapansin nyo, yung how of asking ngayon ha, na ginagawa ko is, out of the blue lang talaga siya. Out of whim talaga. Wala na siyang thinking. Dire-diretso. And then from there, malalaman, ay, hindi kailangan ng client ko ng VA para sa Facebook group niya ng himayin. Ang kailangan niya is yung LinkedIn niya, kailangan niyang himayin. O hindi yun. Diba? From there, malalaman mo, ano kaya mga pwede ko pang i-alok? Pero, walang mangyayari kung landon lang tayo sa thinking stage. Kasi nobody knows what we're thinking. Nobody can guess what we're needing. And isa ko pang i-highlight dun sa libro na yun, and I think even nakasulat siya sa Bible, is ask and you shall receive. Hindi naman sinabing think and you shall receive. Wala namang sinabing imagine and you shall receive. Ask and you shall receive. Yun talaga siya. How can people know that you need something if you're not asking for it? And there's nothing wrong with asking kasi asking is not forcing. Asking is not yung pinipilit mo yung mga braso nila at sabi mo, wait, akin lang, kasi yung tawag doon, hold-upping. So yun lang. Medyo mga seryosong mga episodes to. Pero sana may natutunan ka kasi overthinking, ano siya eh, daig ka pa ng binugbog ng 6-foot na football player siguro. Yung daig pa ng pinagsisipa ka sa tiyan, inuntog ka sa pader, tas binungian ka pa ng 6. Kumbaga yon in a matter of 2-3 hours, parang ah, okay, manhid na ako, kaya ko na to. Pero yung overthinking, ah, wala. Walang tigil yan. Daig pa nun ang kinuskus yung sili sa mata mo. Talagang tuloy-tuloy lang yung sakit. Hindi ka makakain, hindi ka makatulog, hindi ka makausap ng maayos. Ano siya? It's so much tension inside you. Naglalasang bakal yung bibig mo. Naiiyak ka nang hindi mo maintindihan. Nakakaisip ka ng mga bagay na hindi maganda. Kasi sinusol mo, I think overthinking can lead to overthinking. Parahim, di ba? Pero yun siya eh. Yun niya. It's thinking. That's why, yun niya, sinking. Pero ang doing, umaangat ka ng umaangat. May konting lubog, syempre. Ay, mali pala yun. Sige. Konting think and then do. Yun siya. Imagine lang that life is one big pool of water na binato tayo sa tubig na to. Tapos kung hindi ka gagalaw, di mo papadyak yung paa mo, hindi mo gagalaw yung kamay mo, at puro ka lang thinking, walang chance na aahon ka. Okay, puro lang sinking. Pero sige, pumapalag ka. Uy, unti-unti. Diba? Syempre, matataranta ka, lalo't di ka marunong lumangoy. First time mong binato sa tubig, diba? Para. Okay, pero may ginagawa ka. Pumapadyak ka. Pumapalag ka. Ang overthinking ay hindi pumapalag. Yun eh, hinahayaan mo na lang ang buhay, nakainin ka ng buhay. Hindi natin deserve yun. Like kung nga sinasabi, life is meant to be enjoyed, not endured. May mga times that we endure, pero there will come a time, thank you again Mark Way for reminding this, na when you look back, putik, na-endure ko yun, no? Now I'm enjoying this. Yun lang. Maraming salamat mga bashers. Make sure to subscribe. Give this a 5-star review on Spotify. And kung ito ay nasa YouTube, share mo. hindi mo alam kung sinong nangangailangan to. Magugulat ka na lang. Bye, bashers!
Hep, wala ka pa rin website. Huwag ka nang gumaya sa akin. Tumanda ng ganito katanda ng walang website. Na-realize ko kung dati ko pa ginawa na meron akong website na matino. Sana mas higit pa ang narating ko. But, problema ko noon, wala akong makitang matinong makagawa ng website na based dun sa naiintindihan ko at gusto kong mangyari. And syempre, dun sa budget na kaya ko. At dahil yan mismo problema ko, we created Webigogo. Ta-da! Webigogo will create your website in as fast as 7 days. Alam mo, wala pang umabot ng 7 days. As long as kompleto na lahat and for a very low flat fee. Sagot na namin hosting mo. Sagot na namin domain mo. Sagot na namin design mo. Sagot na namin copy mo. Yung kaneknikan mo, yung inartihan mo na lang, ititira mo. Para hindi ka magkaroon ng website. So kung gusto mo magkaroon ng website, click the link in the description, go to Webigogo, and make sure na may website ka na kasi ibang level kapag may website. I promise you.
That wraps up another empowering episode of the Kasalanan Maging Purita podcast with Neil Reichel. We've journeyed through insights and strategies designed to elevate your financial mindset and lifestyle, proving once again that in this digital era, wealth is a choice and struggle is optional. We hope today's episode has inspired you to take control, redefine your narrative, and embrace the abundance that's rightfully yours. Tandaan, this podcast is more than a source of information. It's a community of Filipinos breaking free from being purita to a life of wealth and joy. Don't forget to subscribe and share this podcast with anyone ready to turn their financial dreams into reality. Follow Neil Reichel on social media for more anti-purita strategies and inspiration. Until next time, keep thriving, keep growing, and let's bid farewell sa pagiging purita. See you in the next episode. Paalam!